Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. Where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put a end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees in time to a stomp. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest.
Coming in first thing in the morning and everything, and I actually think I got the flu. I think my granddaughter got me sick, so I haven't been feeling well today. So I'll probably sound a little hoarse and stuff. But I tell you what, man, that stuff in Iran was Iran over the week. I tell you, I don't know, brother. That was too well scripted. I was thinking right along the same line you were, and everything. But it's just the way everything played out, and now it's like everything's peaceful, you know, for right now and everything. What is your thoughts on that?
Well, exactly what I was saying, Dad. I mean, it was just scripted. I mean, you don't just roll up and let the enemy drop missiles on you for any reason. I mean, I don't even know how to describe what we've witnessed the last 3 or 4 days. It's just unbelievable, right, brother. And well, you can't even tell
what I heard. Well, from what I heard and read in Trump New Hampshire, they ordered all the troops out of all the bases that were going to be targeted from, you know, from their informants and everything that was telling them what was going on. So that's what they did, but still yet, I don't know. I was sitting here scratching my head on that one, you know. But now we have Democrats crying, you know, oh, they killed the general. We're going to start World War III. Oh, my gosh. It's going to happen. Well, it didn't happen. But I did call it on the show Monday night, and I said within 24 hours to 48 hours, they would probably be stupid enough to strike, and they did.
Well, it's just ridiculous. I mean, there's nothing wrong there. He had full authority to do what he did. You got a lot of saber rattling going on again and stuff. Of course, we're still waiting on Nancy to bring the articles of impeachment over. That hasn't happened yet.
Did you hear the new one she did today?
She got
on national news. She was on the national TV doing their weekly report and everything. Well, now she wants to have a military trial. Told old Trump for killing that general.
What?
You know, that's not going to go anywhere. You know, she's requesting it, you know, and everything. But I tell you what, I don't know. This lady's a fruitcake. I mean, the more... I don't know. There's something wrong, brother. There's just something very wrong with Pelosi and these Democrats. I mean, we know they're friends with Iran. We know they've been trading secrets with them and everything, because that came out not so long ago. But what the hell's going on? That's what I want to know. I'm flabbergasted.
I am too.
I'm flabbergasted.
Now, I do got Ron Reagan here on the show. He called in, and he's going to join us until Virgil calls in. Hey, Ron, how you doing, brother?
Pretty good.
I was just
enjoying reading all the conspiracy theories on the whole Iran thing across Facebook for the last 3 days. People's imaginations
right.
are awesome.
But I think it was kind of well-scripted in a way, though. I mean, think of what Russell said, you know, too. I mean, who's going to allow an enemy to drop bombs on their base? You know, we knew it happened, and you know, Trump knew ahead of time what was going to happen. So he deployed the military personnel out of the bases so nobody would get hurt. But the thing is,
that guy orchestrated that attack towards the embassy. You know what I mean? He deserved to die.
Uh-huh.
Period.
Uh-huh.
And it's just the way it is.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I've pointed out several times. I'm like, despite your conspiracy theory, these are the things that they have done recently. And he was doing that.
Yeah.
And
oh,
so
yeah.
he got his
he
ass killed.
Behind, oh, he's been behind all the terrorist attacks.
Right.
Basically.
So,
you know, killing Americans, you know, but the liberals and everybody, oh my God, they just started World War III. I was funnier than hell reading all that, you know.
The other side of that is everybody was eager for Trump to level off the whole country, you know what I mean? And I think he made the right choice not doing that because, you know, you got to think about this, right? What kind of war would that be? How many people are going to be involved in that? You know, they have allies too. So if you can avoid that kind of a major situation, then fine, you know.
And
well,
that's what he did.
That kind of what struck me is really funny about the whole thing, Ron. It's funny the right word to use. Was that when this was all going on, when we clapped El Salami there, and that was a big strong hit. I mean, that was an absolute slap in the face to Iran and their allies, which is Russia and China. But I was really surprised that neither one of them said a word.
And they still have it.
I think that general was caught him off guard.
I think that general needed to die as an example to others, you know, that if you're going to attack our embassies, if you're going to come after our people, then you're going to get, this is what you got to look forward to. But I also agree with the idea of us not provoking a full-blown, you know, thing like that either. You know?
Right.
So two
right.
things happened there that needed to happen there. You know what I mean?
Yep. And, he they called it correctly. I mean, whoever the general was that was calling the shots knew exactly what they were doing by preventing that. That's what Trump was doing, trying to prevent a war. But he did actually end a 40-year war that we had with Iran. You know, I mean, now they're being hush-hush. They're being quiet now. After
yep.
getting spanked, you know. They got a roll spanking.
Right. As far as that vote that they did in the today, you know what I mean, to try to limit his powers and stuff like that, you know what I mean? They can do all the voting they want. There's still
yeah.
rules in place. There's still protocols in place. It's just the way it
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah. And, well, no, well, it has to go. It still has to have Senate approval through the Senate. And they ain't going to go. There's no way they're going to approve that, you know?
What I would like to see is these Democrats being put on trial themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
I think that's going to happen pretty soon. Go ahead, Russell.
Well, no, I agree with him wholeheartedly. I mean, just for the crimes that we know they've been committed by some of the players, and we're going all the way back to where this coup started at, okay? McCabe and the Strzoks and the likes of those guys, Comey and all, they straight up lied under oath. They perjured themselves. Now, if that had been you, me, any other American out there, we'd already be looking at Striped Sunshine. We'd be under the jailhouse. And the fact that these people are still walking around free points out, was unmistakably points out to anyone paying attention that there's a two-tier justice system in this country, and you have the ruling class, and then you have us, the worker drones.
Right. Well, and then one of the things they brought up during the impeachment voting, right, was abuse
exactly.
of power. Well, who is showing abuse of power because she doesn't like the president? That's Pelosi. You know?
Right.
Stuff like that. She owns the Senate. But what's she doing? She just keeps doing this up without any backlash. But she doesn't bring it before the Senate because she I think they know that if it goes to trial, all these things, that they're the ones that are gonna look bad.
Oh, that's already going to trial. Mitch McConnell said it's gonna go forward next week. So, you know, with or without them. So, but I tell you, you know, but this whole thing, though, it's, I mean, they're convicting him of the crimes that they're committing. That's what they're doing.
Well, exactly. And if everything starts coming out, they're going to look like crap. All their acts
mm-hmm.
of treason, all their illegal activities, all their connections to all these horrible things, you know,
mm-hmm. well, look,
which needs to come out. I think this stuff needs to come out.
Right, we got John Kerry just going back and forth to Iran, trying to undermine the president. You know,
mm-hmm.
we got proof of that. Hey, Virgil, how you doing, brother?
Just tip their ass over there.
Right.
Hey, Johnny, we 5x5 over here. How about you?
We're freezing over here, man. It's fixing the snow. What do you think, Virgil?
About 70 degrees here.
Well, yeah. I'm about to have to crank up my tractor tomorrow and cut grass. That's how we're doing down here. All the
wow,
grass is coming back to life.
Lucky you. Yeah, we got a snowstorm coming in tomorrow, so and everything. So but Virgil, I know you wanted to react. And go off and everything to go for.
Well,
I mean, what do you
yeah,
think of this whole trade, this whole thing?
Well, you know, I expect the liberal lunatics to find fault in everything that President Trump does. You know, he could cure cancer. He could cure leukemia. He could cure muscular dystrophy. He could cure people from ever having brain tumors again. You know, and he would still be an evil guy to the leftists.
Well, they're so brainwashed.
But when it comes, and I don't know whether this is me from a unity standpoint of when you jump in, when you pick your camp, there's a certain degree of loyalty that is supposed to be exercised in public. You know, in private, you know, you go behind the scenes. If your brother done something wrong, you know, you don't wash your dirty laundry in public. You know, you pull him on the side. I expect Russell to do that with me. Look, Virgil, you fucked up. And you know you fucked up. Think about it. You know, I wouldn't admit to anything because I'm afraid he'd find out about something he don't know. But I wouldn't chew his ass in public like that, you know, and make him look bad. This little motherfucker Rand Paul. This little motherfucker Rand Paul. I swear to God, I'm going to end up choking this motherfucker. This little weaselly son of a bitch wants to come out of a debriefing, okay, and he wants to whine, and other Republicans want to whine that they're not being given enough information. They're not being told this. They're not being told that, okay? But at the same motherfucking time, hey, when it was right in front of you, what difference does it make how they died? And that was perfectly fucking acceptable. But he's going to question a president of the United States that took it upon himself to push the button to kill a terrorist general who is responsible for the deaths of American citizens, not to mention United States of America military personnel, and they're going to question it. They're going to question the safety and security this man is providing for this country, and it's fucking pissing me off.
Well, look at the plane they shot down in the UK. They were flying in the UK. They're in that time they shot down in Britain and Iran.
What do you expect, world? Did you expect anything different? You give a bunch of Russian-made SAM missiles to a bunch of fanatics, a bunch of retard raghead fanatics that believe in a Bible written by a pedophile who got the word of Allah from a donkey on a magic carpet? I mean, you're going to trust these people with weapons? Really? Really? And you're surprised. And you're surprised this happened. Everybody's surprised this has happened.
And yet they want to take away our guns. Why is he screaming dick throat? You know.
I mean, it's just done come to a point for me where I just done come to the conclusion, fuck it. It's dog eat dog. Do what you got to do. I'm going to do what I got to do. And that wraps it.
Yep. Pretty much.
Because when it comes down for criticizing an American, not only a president, but an American citizen for killing a terrorist that has killed our people. And instead of you patting him on the back and say, attaboy, that was one hell of a shot, you're going to try and tear him down? You're going to call him a warmonger? You're going to call him a madman? You're going to call him all kind of fucking names? Let me re-educate a bunch of dumbasses on something right now. We had a president, okay, called Harry Truman, Democrat. First president in history, first world leader in history to release two atomic bombs on civilian targets. Not military, civilian targets. We had another president, Lyndon Baines Johnson, who authorized the bombing of the country of North Vietnam and dropped more bombs than the Allies dropped during World War II, and he still couldn't win the fucking war.
No. That's because
but you're going to you're going to marginalize, chastise, criticize, and try to crucify a man who has killed a serial killer, a general of a pack of serial killers? I don't think so. I don't
well, look
think
at
so.
How many people look at how many people Obama killed, and the Democrats were just fine with that. You know,
same people, same kind of people, as a matter of fact. I think the thing is that we need to take into account here on this, is that our president did a great job on taking out the Iranian general there, the Royal Guard and all that stuff. So that guy was handing out the cash that Obama gave him, yes, the $1.7 billion in cold hard cash. That's what he was financing these militia groups with that was killing American soldiers. This guy has been dirty through the whole conflict. All right. Now, when we took him out, you bet your butt that shook some tail feathers up because this guy was it. I mean, right now, they're purging the people loyal to him. I got a bit of a report out of there saying 34 officers that had been loyal to him have been arrested. So this shook Iran to its very core. All right. The people are out there protesting, rioting. The reports as many as 1,500 of them have been killed by this regime. Iran's just barely hanging on there. Now, Russia's going to stay involved because that's their foot into the Middle East. That's their footpath, their doorway, whatever you want to call it. Of course, China wants to be interested in that, but that gets back to the point to where after we took General El Salami out there, neither one of them opened their mouth. I mean, we shook them to the core on this. And whether you like Donald Trump or not, you've got to accept the fact and go ahead and admit to what he did. It took big brass balls to do. All right.
Oh yeah.
And I don't fully understand exactly
you are
what happened
goddamn
after that.
Right.
I don't know what happened after that with the dog and pony show. That kind of was completely absurd, and I'm still looking for any kind of logical reasoning behind it. Don't see any. But the important thing is it stayed off and cooled down there for a little while. And they know now that when he draws a line in the sand, you don't cross that line. You kill us, we're going to kill you back. And that's how you
yeah, that's
forward.
Right.
There's no such thing as a negotiated peace. I've said this a long time.
And keep saying it.
What do you think?
Because
Brian?
I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell you something, you knotheads that are listening out there that's saying, oh well, Trump's gonna start World War III and he's gonna get us all killed and all of this. Let me tell all you stupid motherfuckers something right now. This man did not start this shit. This man inherited this shit when he was elected. This was started by the Bush crime family, okay? And it was started by the Clinton crime family. It was started by the Obama crime family. He inherited this fucking mess, this bullshit. And now you're going to criticize this man for coming up with solutions to impossible problems created by other people? I don't think so. I ain't buying them tickets. I ain't buying them. Trump 2020. Trump 2020. I don't I don't give a goddamn if they CNN shows pictures of him fucking a chicken on a White House lawn. I'm voting Trump 2020.
At least he didn't pull a Hillary Clinton, now did he? And let those ambassadors die?
That's
right. He went and rescued them. At least he didn't get $20 million away or billions of dollars away and pout it at a printing press.
Well, but with the Democrats, it doesn't matter whether it's right, wrong, or whatever. All it is matters is what their agenda is, how they can push it forward, and whether they like you or not. And that's all that matters. It doesn't matter if you do the right thing. It doesn't matter if you do the wrong thing. That's all that matters.
Well, you see, I'm trying to find out what series of SAM missiles they use to shoot that airliner down. Okay?
That's what they're,
I'm trying
that,
to find
well,
what series.
Well,
okay.
You hear what happened
because if it's the older series from like the late 80s, early 90s, that is all those SAM missiles can be used for, is to shoot a civilian airliner down, shoot a civilian plane down, because they're outdated, they're obsolete to use against military aircraft.
Right.
Because of the signaling system they have
today.
To use.
Well, here's what happened today. I was just watching the world news before we came on. What Iran did earlier today, they went in and cleaned up all the evidence. They said, hey, you guys come in now and investigate all this. True story.
You see, that's why they're warning. That's why they are warning. They are withholding the flight data recorder because every commercial every airliner flight recorder not only records audio between the pilot and the ground, it also records contacts. It also records what aircraft are coming close. If another aircraft comes too close, the plane's radar will key on it, it'll key the computer, and it'll enter the data into the flight data recorder. Okay, the flight data recorder, the flight data recorder, if it was a SAM missile, the flight data recorder, when it got into range of the flight of the aircraft and how fast it was going and when impact was made. You see?
Well, now they can't.
So I'm not buying this accident bullshit that they thought it was a military aircraft, because I'm trying to find out what series SAM missile they used, because if they used a late series SAM missile, they knew it would be ineffective against a military aircraft. So that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt. That this was, in fact, an intentional shooting down of a civilian aircraft.
Yep.
No question about it.
That's what Civilian News was saying today, because after Iran went in and cleaned up all the evidence so that these investigators can't get to it, that shows right there that I think you're right, Virgil, after you said that. Because why would they go in there and clean all the evidence out that's needed to prove that?
SAM missile batteries are a very sophisticated weapon. But with nowadays technology, a lot of them are obsolete. Okay? A lot of them were converted and put on ships and used as anti-ship missiles. Okay? Because of the technology. But now with your Phalanx guns and your flare systems and your Doppler radar tracking and everything else, I mean, they're virtually just big firecrackers. They're just big darts that you shoot up in the air. And if a civilian aircraft is not equipped with anti-missile countermeasures, you know, it's a dead duck. It's a dead duck. Mm-hmm. You know, and most airliners are not.
Carmelita, what do you think on this? Carmelita just called in, so, I mean, what do you think?
No, I'm listening to y'all right now. I'm a little pissed about this whole House thing and shit. Nancy Pelosi, I know this much, guys. I don't, come the 20th, that rally, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. There's no doubt in my mind. It's not going to be a good situation. This is going to be a shit storm and a half. It is going to flow. Everything's going to come to a head. It's coming.
Yeah.
Air is going to be. It's going to be explosive. I'm telling you now. It's going to be explosive.
I took, Carmelita, I took care of my business today. There is a slight chance that I might be there with you. There's a slight chance. Got to wait. You
it's
going to
be explosive. I'm telling you now, guys. I'm letting you know now. I'm telling you. They are going to set these, the amount of patriots that are going to be there. Do not think for a moment that the federal government is not going to
prepare. Okay, little inside information, Carmelita. They've already busted several media agencies using crisis actors dressing up like KKK members, neo-Nazi members, and white supremacists, and they're doing mock interviews with these people in order to broadcast this on 2020 to make sure, you know, on the 20th, like they're interviewing the actual protesters that are going to be there.
Mm-hmm. I heard
to incite public outrage. They're already doing
what do you
it. They're already doing
what do you think,
they're man? Already doing staged they're already doing staged interviews.
Yeah.
They're already
what
doing
do
it. So whether you bring a long gun or not, you're still fucked. You're still fucked.
Yeah, pretty much, honestly.
Ron, what is your insights, Ron? I know you got more information than we got on this and everything. And I heard that same thing to where guns aren't gonna be allowed.
No, it's not that the guns aren't going to be allowed. You know, you're not going to disarm. You got something. I'm going to just pull a number out of my ass. You got something like about 50,000 people that's supposed to show up to this summit.
Yep.
All right, they do not have the manpower. They do not have the manpower, and they are not going to risk inciting playing World War II in the streets with people. With people that have $500, $600, $700, $800 body armor suits on to their government lowest bidder future maxi pads the Kevlar maxi pads that they're wearing. Okay? And better ammunition and better weapons and everything else. They're not gonna risk that. What they're doing is they're doing these interviews with people with these actors. And yeah, and they're using the N-word, you know, left and right, the white supremacists, and they're using the anti-Semitic and all of this to try and turn the tables around and make them look like the good guys. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way this is done. They're making propaganda films right now. Right now. And you're going to see it on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and all of that, and none of these people are going to be members of any groups whatsoever. They're all going to be paid crisis actors by the media. See, the media doesn't report the news anymore, people. The media creates the news that they want you to hear. They're the creators of
Word
the news you, they want you to hear.
Right.
And they
people
will do whatever they can. They'll do whatever they can to make patriots look bad. It's just the way it is in the public's eye. You can count on that, but here's the deal. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, right?
Yep.
So,
right. Ron, here's the thing. I'm arguing back and forth with people. Here's the thing, Ron. I'm arguing back and forth with people. Oh, if you bring long guns, it's going to sidetrack the issue. It's going to make us look bad, and all of these people are supposed to be these Virginia organizers of this. And I explained to them, you're already the bad guy. You're already a white supremacist. You're already a racist. You were that before you even woke up this morning. You were that before Nordstrom got elected. You were that before Trump got elected. You know, so whether you bring a long gun or not is irrelevant. That's academic. Right. It's not germane to the situation.
Well, it goes back to the damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
And now they're wanting to suck the governor's ass, you know, going, oh, well, we're gonna make sure it's a peaceful rally and all of this kind of stuff here. And you know they're like Oliver with his little bowl right there, begging the orphan master if they can have more. You know, fuck that bullshit. Fuck them.
Don't
suck their fucking ass.
Well, it comes down to like this, you know what I mean? If you're dealing with a bully, right, and they're going to kick you whether you lay on the ground and take it, or they're going to kick you whether you stand up for yourself. So you might as well stand up for yourself.
You're right. You're right. You are damn right.
Yep. We just got word today, the governor made an announcement. They're pulling the same shit here like they're doing in Virginia. They made an announcement today that they're going to be passing all these red flag laws here. It's going to get passed through, and there's a bunch of other stuff that's going in there. We got a bunch of Democratic states everywhere that's doing this, not just in Virginia.
Like Russell has said before, that bullshit that Rand Paul got on TV and said to Fox News on live television about all the complaining and all about the Iranian attack, the missile attack and everything else. It's not only Democrats. You know, we need to quit putting the 100% blame on the Democrats. We need to put it where it belongs, to the globalist mm-hmm. movements and to the whores of the UN.
Yeah. Oh. Thoughts, Russell?
Well, I tell you what, Ron, if I make it up there, Ron, you can sure look to see me on CNN and all the major networks burning a fucking United Nations flag.
Well, hell, we do that in Idaho just for good practice to stay warm.
Guys, this red flag thing, I saw it in action this morning. And trust me, I about shit myself. I was in court this morning because I've been dealing with a piece of shit, my daughter's ex-husband. And when I was going to retire, he tried to file like some bogus charges. The judge knew what kind of little piece of shit he was. They got thrown out. So I was going for a shielding, just have it completely gone. Right. I'm sitting in court with my attorney. She's pretty, she's off the chain. She's wicked. And next thing I know, this detective comes up with the state's attorney. Okay. Well, I don't see a defendant. There's no defendant. Okay. No defendant, no public defender, just this detective and the state's attorney. So I'm sitting there beside my lawyer, and this detective says, this gentleman, so-and-so, we got a call that he was a threat to himself, blah, blah, blah. He had no weapon. You know, we were told that he had weapons. He did not have any weapons. No weapons were registered to him, blah, blah, blah. He had a psychological evaluation, blah, blah. And the judge said, grant it till 2021, the ERPO. And I was like, I looked at my lawyer. I kid you not, I'm sure they got me fucking saying it on the recording. I said, did they just fucking issue an ERPO for the red flag law? And she shook her head. She said, yep. I was like, ain't that some shit? Guy wasn't even there. Wasn't even there.
Yep.
So
I'm thinking myself, Washington State. I know a guy in Washington State. He caught his girlfriend cheating on him, right? And it was all on video camera at the store, and he didn't get violent or anything like that, right? He yelled at her and then said, "You're gone, you know, get your shit, get it out of my house," right? Well, she goes to court and tells the judge, this is right after they pass those red flag laws, you know what I mean? So she goes to court and goes to the judge and says, "I think he's a danger to himself and others," and blah, blah, blah. And it's right on video camera, right, where he didn't do anything wrong except yell at her when he caught her cheating on him, you know what I mean? They took his concealed weapon license away and ordered him to turn in his guns. And the judge, the excuse for that was, "Well, it looked like you were talking sternly to her."
It's ridiculous. I'm telling you right now, this is really ridiculous, okay? Because I'll be honest with you, I don't know about anybody else, but as a woman, I know how erratic we can be. I know how fucking on the, as far as I'm concerned, reacts on emotions. Can you imagine?
Why don't you say it plain and simple? Why don't you say it plain and simple? Y'all can be a bunch of aggravating bitches at times.
Yes, very much so. Yes, we can. Intolerable. Mm-hmm. Fucking right. And the fact of the matter is, vindictive. Okay? So you've got all these little catty bitches out there to get their little feelings hurt or something. God forbid. The guy breaks up with them. He don't want to be with them anymore because they are an intolerable bitch. And she turns around and makes false accusations, just like a lot of these bitches out there that make false accusations for rape. Okay? And I've seen it. Guys, I've seen this in the military. Women, I've seen women smack men on the ass, but hey, it was the man's fault. I'm not about that, okay? As far as I'm concerned, I'm still going to keep my voice loud because these are unlawful. They're not laws. To me, they're not laws. They're unconstitutional. And for that man not to be in that courtroom to defend himself, I can't help but think today because here I was. I went to the courtroom this morning. I heard all this take place. You know, I got what I needed done. And the next thing I know, I'm standing here with my son, and this pops up on my news on my phone that somebody jumped off the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. I'm like, holy shit, I hope it wasn't the man that, you know, had the extreme risk protective order freaking probably served to him or something. Some young man stopped in the middle of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge today and jumped off the middle of the damn bridge. And
wow.
I'm going, that's what I was like, wow. And I said, you know, it's very odd. I said, Kevin, and my son looked at me. He says, "Mom, this world's coming to an end, man." He said, "It's coming to an end." He said, "Look at the shit around us." He says, "Thank God I only have one child." He says, "But I'll tell you what, I'm scared to death for my son." He said, "I'm scared to death." He said, "I look at all the shit around me." He says, I just want to grab him, protect him, and just go off somewhere where I'm not around any of this shit and these people. And I said, you know what? Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree with you more, man. I said, because it's a scary situation out there. It really is. You got people. Mm-hmm. I don't trust anybody. I trust no one. I don't trust anyone on my block.
What's sad, these people go in and make these fake reports, false reports, but nothing will be done about it to them for making those false reports.
Exactly. Even when you prove to that they're lying. Trust me. I've seen it,
uh-huh.
Guys. People go in and make these false reports, and these individuals, their lives get changed in a day. But then when they get proof that this individual made these false allegations, those individuals
uh-huh.
aren't held accountable. Where's the hell does perjury uh-huh. come into? You know, perjury is not breaking the law anymore. I mean, because you have to swear under oath when you're in that courtroom. Why the hell am I raising my right hand? I mean, that's what the hell I want to say uh-huh. to some of these judges. Why am I putting my hand up, sir? Why? You're telling me to swear, mm-hmm. you know, and under perjury and so forth, but yet this motherfucker over here, he's perjuring, you know, the whole way through, and I got all this proof
mm-hmm.
to prove that he is lying. You're not doing a damn thing to him. No,
mm-hmm.
it's just like a protective order. It's a piece of paper. That's all it is, a piece of paper. It's not going to stop somebody from beating the shit out of you or killing you. It's just not.
Yep.
What, am I going to hold up a piece of paper? No, trust me. My daughter had a protective order. She got the living shit beat out of her when she was pregnant with her child by the ex-husband. It's a slap
mm-hmm.
on the wrist. That's what they give them.
Well,
slap on the wrist. You're free to go.
You see, Carmelita, every time I hear one of these stories from people like you, you know, they have to go through this. I thank God I live in the parish I live in. You know, I mean, if you know, we don't have the red flag bullshit. Our sheriff has said no, no. I've talked to several legislators that said, no, we're not touching that shit with a 10-foot pole. We have laws on the books. If a person is deemed incompetent, if a person is deemed to be a hazard to others and or themselves, we have what's called a coroner's hold that mm-hmm. you can put on a person, okay? It's a legal document, and it puts the person in a facility where he's watched, and it only is good for 18 days unless the person is certifiably fucking lunatic. Unless he's certifiably crazy, then they try to find some place to put him on, and then they'll go take the guns from him. But it's and he, if you're put under a coroner's hold, you are read your rights. You have the right to attorney. They have to have a hearing before doctors. You have the right to a hearing, okay? And you have the right to have a lawyer present at that hearing. But it's done within due process. It's done within due process. And this has to, and the reason it's called a coroner's hold is because a certified coroner has to sign the request for it to go before a judge. And the judge has to approve it, and you have to show evidence, you know, that this person has tried to commit suicide, took a bottle of pills or whatever, his wife died and walked into the house. He's got a fifth of Jack Daniels there that's been drank down to nothing, and a pistol by his side. You know, that those are red flag signs that this person needs help, you know. Mm-hmm. And but you have to be able to prove this through either documentation, past incidents, or witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, I thank God, you know, if your daughter would have been in Ibleville Parish and that would have happened and she would have got assaulted while she was pregnant with a child, her ex would be charged with second-degree battery, and that is a minimum sentence of 8 years here in the state of Louisiana.
You want to know what he got? 18 months.
And the bail, let me tell you what. In Louisiana, to make bail, you got to come up with 25% now of what the bail is set at. And for that charge there, I can guarantee you it would have been set over $100,000.
Nope, not here
wow.
in good old Maryland. Let me tell you, Maryland, guess what? You don't have to have a bail anymore. You just go before mm-hmm. the commissioner and they just set your ass free. That's what they do. I watched
that's
it.
That's what they do here. They do that here in New Mexico as well.
It's unbelievable.
I robbed a bank. Me, Virgil Russell.
Yeah, it's called a signature bond.
Yep.
It's called a signature bond.
Well, I'll tell you what, I told my husband, I can't wait to get the hell out of Maryland. I don't give a shit what we get for this house. I don't care. I am done. I told him, I said, look, I am ready. Getting rid of shit. I kid you not. Because he just called me tonight. He says, look, I'm getting everything together for transportation and all that. I said, look, I will throw all this shit out. I said, I don't care. I said, I don't care where we go. I'll go to a trailer wherever we go.
Carmelita, throw a bunch of Antifa leaflets in your front yard and burn the bitch down. Like a good neighbor, State Farm will be there.
Oh, I got USAA.
Well, State Farm has seen a few things, you know, so.
But I'll tell you, I've told him, he says, well, where do you want to go? I said, as far out in the country we can go. I said, even if you have to drive 2 hours to a job, I don't care. I said, but I ain't living around nobody. I said, I am done. I said, I can't do, I said, look, I said, drive down the road.
Why do you think I live the way I live, like, Carmelita? Why do you think I live where I live? There ain't nobody out here.
Maybe nobody out there, but you got a fucked up governor, too.
Yep.
Shit, man. I'm telling you, and Pelosi, I'll tell you what, and Elon, oh man, that little that pinche puta, man, I'll tell you, and you don't understand. I do not have the temperament for them chicks. I could not be in a room with them. I really couldn't. I would end up fucking
well,
them up.
That's why
I really
said, Carmelita, it's all over with. It's all done. Russell has said this 1,000 times. You know, you try to keep faith. You try to keep some type of hope. But we've lost it. We've lost America. We have lost this country. We have lost this country. And the only way you're going to get it back is start at the East Coast, work your way to the West, just like Australia, and burn this motherfucker to the ground and start over. That's the only way you're going to get it back.
And I think that's going to happen, though. That's coming, I'm telling you. That is coming. And I mean, and
see, people in Virginia,
guys? I didn't catch
people in Virginia,
Pelosi.
They're approaching this the wrong way. They're approaching all of this in Virginia the wrong way. Okay, if these are average people, you know, that are getting involved with this, that are protesting this, that are this, a lot of these people are business owners.
Yep.
Okay. What does it take to run those state police cars? Takes gasoline. Where do they get their gasoline from? Mostly mom and pop stations in Virginia. We don't give credit to state police no more. We don't give credit to the state no more. Bye. Push that motherfucker.
All
get
right.
You some horses and buggies with lights and sirens on them.
All
fuck
right.
Y'all.
That's right.
I bet you so many companies are going to leave there. So many companies are going to leave Virginia. You watch what happens. Virginia's going to become nothing. It will become
nothing.
All the empty houses I see here is unreal.
They are going. This passes. They are going to tax the citizens of Virginia out of the ass. They are going to tax them out of the ass.
Well,
yep.
If there's nobody there, they ain't got nobody to tax. That's how I look at it. I'll tell you,
look
people are going to get
every,
there leaving. There's people leaving
already.
Every state
in the United States that have adopted this bullshit. Look at California as a prime example. A state that has some of the most restrictive gun laws on the books, you know, some of the most unconstitutional gun laws on the books, and look at their structure. Look at there. You want to know how those fires jumped from one place to another and didn't touch other trees or other houses or anything? People use that as an excuse. They set their shit on fire.
Mm-hmm.
They set that shit on fire themselves to get the fuck out of California, get the insurance money, because nobody can afford to buy any property over there. You can't afford the property taxes. They regulate you out of the ass for anything in the world over there.
They tax you for air.
Here's what I'm gonna do. I have a forest fire 500 yards from my business. I'm trying to get out of California. Oops, my spark must have jumped. Caught the bitch on fire. Pay me. Let me get the fuck out of here.
Yep. Mm.
I just think this is gonna be. It's just like I told. I don't know. This is all really a big clusterfuck, honestly.
I like it Australia now too. Australia is up in flames. The whole country up there.
Over 200 people have been arrested for setting fires. You want to start to pull right now on what ethnic these people are. You want to start to pull right now.
Muslim.
Huh?
Muslim.
I guarantee you they ain't fucking Japanese. I'll give you a hint. They ain't fucking Japanese.
They're Muslims doing it.
What do you think what's going to happen with the election? What do you think is going to happen?
Oh, Trump will win the election.
I don't think we're going to have them. Not with all this shit going on this early in the year. Oh, the party ain't even got started yet. They ain't even showed up with the kegs of beer yet.
Yep.
You know,
this
is going to be a hell of a party.
Yet. Yeah, there hasn't even been no Republican candidates yet to run against them. So, was just vaporized right now. But I said this, what, for 8 months now, there won't be no election. I still see it.
Are they getting rid of AOC's district? Are they definitely getting rid of her district?
Yes. Yes, they're getting rid of her district.
And Omar
is getting rid of
her.
Where's that little puta going?
Probably right in Bernie Sanders' crotch.
Oh, God. I said, yeah, I did. Now, I did do something probably rude this morning. Yeah. There was some chick in front of me. She had a sticker on the back of her vehicle. I don't know what the hell it said. Hold on. I noticed. Hold on. I had to take a picture of it. And I'm like, you got kidding me. I'm on my way to court and I got to see this shit.
You know, people. Go ahead, Carmelina. Let's finish.
Paul Bernie. That's what it's called. Billionaires can't buy Bernie. So I threw it at her and I was like, ah, fuck you. So I just said, ah, fuck it. I flipped her the bird. I flipped her the middle finger and I pointed to her sticker.
You know, people, on a serious note, you know, back in the day, you know, people got arrested and executed for hiding a certain ethnic of people, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, and the people that they were hiding when they were caught, they were executed. You see, the people that were trying to save their lives were breaking the law. The people mm-hmm. that executed them were obeying the law.
Yep.
It was called Nazi Germany.
Yep.
So you apply that. You apply that to trying hiding your guns. You apply that to trying hiding your guns.
These globalists.
You know, a law does not make a right. A law does not make a right. We had laws in this country at one time that little black kids couldn't go to school, little white kids. Okay? We had laws in this country where Native Americans could not speak their native tongue in public. Were these laws right? No, not by any means. The question was rhetorical. So what makes these laws that they are attempting to pass right? What makes it right? Personal opinion?
What makes it right for them is they want to come in and kill us.
Personal opinion? Well, it's my personal opinion that President Trump did not violate any laws when he assassinated a murderer.
Exactly.
No different than when a Marine levels off his rifle and shoots an insurgent and kills mm-hmm. him. One used a missile, the other one used Article 556 by 45. You know,
right.
Military Code of Justice, Article 556 or 762.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Democrats are crying that we killed this general, and now they want to fire the flag mass down.
And in Virginia and all these other states want to save lives. We want to save lives. We're tired of seeing children getting shot. We're tired of this. Boo-hoo-hoo. Wait. We're going to save lives.
Oh, wait a minute, but we can abort babies at the full term?
Well, then, why doesn't Virginia discontinue their production of tobacco? That is the question I want to ask. You're going to save lives.
And alcohol.
Cigarettes kill more people than guns every year. Okay, tobacco products. Why not ban your state's number one industrial crop that kills people? Tobacco. If you want to save lives. If you are sincere about saving lives.
Now, you know, the Second Amendment sanctuary movement has gone forward. You know that, right? Virginia Beach City
mm-hmm.
Council, they voted Monday to add the city, too. It's up to 100 cities and counties. that have joined the Second Amendment Sanctuary Movement. I mean, 100 now. 100 cities and counties, they have joined the Second Amendment Sanctuary Movement. In the Commonwealth, you know, in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Also, they said here, listen, the City Council resolution declared a continued commitment to support all provisions of the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia, including the rights to the people of the people to keep and bear arms. So I'm telling you, it's not going to go the way they anticipate.
That's all fine and dandy. Yippee, yippee, yay, hey. You know, the boogaloo is coming today. You know, that's fine
I'm
and dandy.
Going.
But that's not going to stop these assholes from putting the law on the books.
They can put the law on the books all the fuck they want. It's here in Maryland. The law's here in Maryland. Do you think these fucking people are they paying attention to these? They aren't enforcing that shit here in Maryland. They're not. Because they know if they go out into some of these countrysides, they are not coming back out. They know it. There's folks that live off the grid here in Maryland, up in Cumberland, off the Appalachian Trail. Oh, my God. I mean, shit. Oakland. I mean, there's so many parts of Maryland out in the country, you don't see many folks go out there. And the sheriff's already said, we're not enforcing that. We're not enforcing it. They got this shit on the books here in Maryland. Let me tell you what. I ain't seen not one motherfucker go to the – let me tell you. I would not want to go down to Baltimore and knock on people's doors and say, hey, hand over your weapon. Shit. By the time you knock on the door, they already know who's coming. They're going to shoot your ass before you make it to the door. As many cops that are getting killed in Baltimore City today, and even in Baltimore County, they are targeting. I mean, that's how bad it is. And then I'm reading, you know, I don't know how much truth is to this because I don't feed into the media bullshit. I'll tell you that right now because I just don't trust them at all. But the fact that they want to put their, they want to leave the gang members out of the red light wall. I'm like, are you kidding me? And then they got two MS-13 gang members that are right now in Columbia, Maryland, that are responsible for several murders, and they won't touch them because they're in a sanctuary city. I'm like, what? That's nice. So protect all the criminals. But all they're going to do by enacting, you know, putting these laws into place, you're going to make law-abiding citizens criminals. Where's that going to put everybody? Honestly, where's it going to put everybody? You're going to put Virginia at a standstill. No business, no work. Everyone loses. In the end, honestly, that's what's going to come down to. Those folks, they have a right, and they're going to stand up for that right. And I'm going to support them. I mean, you know, I'm not from there, but I'm going to support them because this here, it affects all of us. And even you said that, Virgil. And I mean, I don't know. I might make it home. I might make it not home. But you know what? That's something I'm willing to take. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look
at
it.
I'll be a happy criminal.
You know? Exactly. You know, I'll be a happy criminal. You know, three hots in a cot. Fucking A. I've eaten worse out in the field. But, I mean, I want to be there to support them. I saw a video. I don't know what was going on. There was a young lady that was on a video the other day, and I guess she was, I don't know, she seemed pretty mad, this young woman. Virgil, I think she was on your feed. I think Chris had, I don't know.
Yes.
There was some. Yeah, I was watching her video. She seemed very upset. Something with Charlottesville, and I'm like, she seems very angry right now.
That's Tammy Lee. That's Tammy Lee. And I had to get on both of them's ass. I had to get on her and Chris's ass about this tit-for-tat, baby-fied, arguing bullshit. I told them flat out, y'all sound like two kids in the back seat of a fucking car screaming at mommy, she won't stop touching me. She won't stop touching me. You know? And
so they are arguing with one another? I thought they were one team. Everybody's one team, that's all right.
It ends up that way. It ends up that way, and you end up you got everybody coming together when a catastrophe happens and this, that, and the other. Then when there's a lull time, then they want to start talking about backstabbing each other, getting the attitude, putting chips on their shoulders, blah 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 blah. And one thing, you know, it's not about personal opinion. It's not about your personal opinion. It's not about my personal opinion. It's what has to be done to get the job done, plain and simple. And whatever it takes to get the job done, that's what you fucking do. That's what you fucking do. End of conversation. You know? But they all want to be the shot caller. They all want to be these little Rambos. They all want to be this.
Yep.
They want to be that. You know? Well, I played Call of Duty for 5 years straight sitting on my couch. I know what combat's all about. Yeah. Okay, motherfucker. Okay. Okay. When it starts, you just yell at the way back of these other motherfuckers, because that's where I'm going to be. Because don't look at me from side to side. Don't look at me on each side to be by you. You know,
right.
I'll write the letter, boy. I'll write the letter. I'll write a good letter to mama for you.
Make sure your life insurance is paid up, too.
See, that's what, right. And I tell you, and Russell will agree with me 100%. That is what it's like when you get a fucking Annapolis graduate second lieutenant in your platoon. You stay as far away from that little motherfucker as possible if you want to make it home alive. And if you want your medals pinned on your chest standing up instead of getting them sent to your relatives. You stay as far away from them motherfuckers as you can, because they will get you killed.
Well, hey, it's about that time. Go ahead, Russell.
I'm just saying amen. That's the truth.
It's about that time to go on break. You guys want to continue, or do you want to call it early tonight, or...
It's up to y'all. I got Susan in the bed. She's resting comfortably. She's moving around a little bit better. She's getting some exercise. She's walking up and down the hallway of the house and getting that working that soreness out of her. I mean, she went through an ordeal yesterday. I mean, that was
right.
We spent about 7 hours at the hospital with her because. They couldn't get her blood oxygen right, and she was having panic attacks back-to-back in the recovery room. So, I mean, it had me worried there for a while. But once we got her home, once she woke up this morning, buddy, it was like she got hit by a freight train. I mean, she was literally crying a bucket of tears this morning when she was hurting really, really bad. And I brought her a big old hot cup of coffee in there. She wanted some coffee. So she got her a big old hot cup of coffee, and she felt a little bit better and got up and started walking around and, you know, fought off that anesthesia and painkillers and everything else. So she's getting around pretty good. I think she's going to make it.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. But anyway, you guys want to continue, or do you want to call early night, or?
It's up to y'all.
I'll let you call it, Russell. I'll let you call it, Russell.
Up to you guys, man. Whatever you want to do, Joseph. I'm good to
all
go.
Right.
Call it. It doesn't matter. So whatever you want to
I do got to get up all early in the morning and everything. So let's call it a night. We'll just come back Monday, and we'll do a full two-hour show, and we'll see what happens.
But
we're still here.
Carmelita, you still on?
Yeah, she's still here.
Carmelita.
I think she's asleep.
Put the tequila down and take two steps backwards. Put the tequila down. Put the Patron down, Carmelita.
I don't hear any snoring.
No, I don't hear any snoring.
Usually that's Russell. You're falls asleep.
Well, yeah,
well,
I mean, shit, you go walk 5 miles of survey line and see if your ass don't fall asleep on the fucking phone at 9 o'clock at night.
Well,
been there and done that. Well, I never walked the survey line, but I've been there and done that. Let me tell you. But,
you know, there ain't no roads on a survey line. Let's put it that way. There ain't no roads on a survey line.
Oh, there have been times, Virgil, when I was so tired when I got off work, I actually fell asleep in the car parked in the driveways with the car running. That's tired.
I done fell asleep in my truck at the fuel islands at the truck stop. They gotta come wake me up to move my truck.
Well, my uncle woke me up. It was like 12 o'clock midnight. He woke me up, so I never will forget that. But anyway, we'll go ahead and sign off. And everything, and Ron, keep us posted on Virginia. Let us know what's going on. Now that I'm back on Facebook, they keep banning me. They're banning your all backup pages. So we'll see how long this one lasts and everything. So, but anyhow, look for us on Monday. And anything important comes up, we might come break in on the air and everything. But till then, y'all keep warm out there and be safe. We'll see you Monday night.
Good night, America.
Good night, America.
Good night, Carmelita. I think she fell asleep.